And the same goes along through the rest of the dynamics. If you have some kind of planetary disaster that wipes out most of the plant form, the plant life forms and animal life forms and things like this, you're going to get an Ingram on the fifth dynamic. And if you have something that happens to all thetans, you're going to have an Ingram on the seventh dynamic. So as you can see, not only can we have Ingrams on any dynamic, but we can have Ingrams on all dynamics at the same time, and it can be all the same Ingram. To a large degree, this is what's handled on Section 3 of the OT course. It was a very bad disaster that happened on this planet a long time ago, and it affected everybody on all dynamics. And the intention was to destroy on the seventh dynamic, to confuse all of the individual beings with each other. And because they had the same incident, and there was some earlier stuff that it would stick to, then we have the incident known as a wall of fire. And we handle this on Section 3 of the OT course, but really all it is one big planetary Ingram, and it can be cleared from individuals. And whenever it's cleared from every individual, then of course we would have a planetary clear. But what we're talking about here is how do we determine when an individual is clear. So we can't say, all right, well, an individual is clear whenever the planet's clear. No, that's not really it. That's a planetary clear. So what we have as a definition of a clear is that an individual is cause, knowingly at will, over his own mental matter, energy, space, and time. You know, he ceases to mock up or create a reactive mind as far as he's concerned. Now, that doesn't mean that it ceases for anybody else. Now, it may markedly destimulate other people because he's no longer walking around dramatizing the pictures and doing things that remind other beings of that incident. So he's not keying anyone in, but they're still there to be keyed in. He hasn't erased it on everyone. Now, there's another incident that happened in the clearing course, which was very early on in the track. And this is an implant that has quite a bit of goals and objects and various items that are laid in early in the start of the universe. Items, we will say, that are laid in with unconsciousness on the thetan at the time. Now, in order for something late to stick, obviously we've got to have something earlier, and that's why these later incidents of, you know, 75 million years ago or something like this is going to affect the thetan, is because he has an earlier charged incident that's making it stick to him. All right, so what this is, and this is goals, problems, masses. Now I've talked about these in earlier lectures and hit it a little bit in this one, but the thetan's got a goal and he's got an opposition goal, and they're equally and oppositely balanced, and it gives him a mass. Now these masses are stuck in his universe. He makes a copy of them, or he actually holds on to that mass itself, because it's kind of a problem. There's something there that he hasn't resolved, and problems float in time, so a GPM kind of sticks to him and floats to him, floats along in time right along with him. But these goals, problem masses, are sitting on some of the thetan's own goals. Now, if the thetan didn't have any goals at all in the first place, nothing would stick anyway. It would just go, oh, well, look at there. Somebody gave me something, and it was those two sides, and poof, it would be gone. But he's got his own goals that were laid in at the beginning of the universe. And the same thing, he got it GPMs again, and he's kind of mixed up with other beings, and everybody's sort of got it all confused. And so everything kind of sticks to him. So whenever you're running the clearing course, you're actually running these items that he's giving, these goals, problems, masses, and you're racing that. Now, the clearing course was given to the guy again and 75 million years ago, but we don't run it at that point. We run it very early on the track. I don't know what it is, 217 trillions or something. It's in the material somewhere. But it's very early in the track. Now, once you key the bank out, whenever you run a few of these Ingrams off and then you key out all the lock secondaries and Ingrams, and then you start running the grades, you actually start taking the Thetan and keying him out of this bank. You're severing the little ties of thought, emotion, and effort that's holding this whole thing to him by running the grades processes. When you run these all off, then you can go ahead and do the clearing course and finish racing up this bank. Well, then the person is going to be an item clear, we'll call it, or a GPM clear. This reactive mind consisting of goals, problems, masses gets kind of erased, and he realizes that he's kind of mocking up the whole thing, and he's holding on to it. And he's putting it there because it was something unresolved. He was unconscious and it was unresolved and he didn't know what was going on, and he's just kind of looking at it from then on. And of course, once he's got some kind of a mass there, then more mass can stick to mass. A mass cannot stick to a Thetan because the Thetan isn't located in any kind of a matter, energy, space, or time, but he can consider himself located in something. And mass can stick to mass, and if he's sticking to a tiny, tiny bit of mass, or he thinks he's stuck to it, and then the more mass is added to it, he becomes more and more convinced that he's stuck to all of that mass. Pretty soon you wind up with this huge, big, giant, reactive mind. And so that's what we do on the clearing course. We go back there and we erase all that stuff, and he spots it one item at a time, and he raises it one thing at a time until it's all gone and it's moved away from him, and he feels pretty good about the whole thing. And then he realized, well, gee whiz, I'm mocking this up, or I'm holding on to this, or I'm putting it there, or this is not mine, or this is coming from somewhere else. Somewhere he is going to tell you that this is not his. And when he does that, that's basically when he went clear. Now, so we have an Ingramatic or a force clear, which we get by running Ingrams. We just run enough force and energy out of the bank by running Ingrams, by running a lot of secondaries and stuff like this. We strip a lot of charge from it. We free up a lot of his attention units, and we run the key incidents that are keeping him keyed in along the track just by running Ingram by change, you know, R3R, our New Era Dianetics, NED, R3RA. We wind up getting the person to a point where he is bigger than the bank. We've keyed enough of the bank out, we've moved enough of the bank off of him that he can actually spot the source of the thing and spot the fact that he's holding on to it. And so we have a Ingramatic or a force clear. Now, there's a little bit of difference between running these goals, problem, masses off, or an item clear, and running the Ingram chains out, but the end result is the same thing. The person is clear of this reactive mind. Now, in the Handbook for Pre-Clears, which is a kind of a handbook of the 8008 advanced procedures, one of the methods that was attempted there to clear people was we have thought, emotion, and effort. Now, we've got the effort, it's down there, it's heavy, it's slow, it's got a lot of force in it. And we have thought, we have postulates and so forth that are hooking this whole thing up to him. And we have emotion, which is hooking him up to the thought. Now, we can scan off all of the emotional incidents. We can erase the emotion from the bank, and that's kind of the glue that holds the Thetan to the whole thing. And so he will just kind of let the bank go. So we can have a clear by running that stuff too. All of these are there, wind up in the same point. The Thetan realizes that this mass, this case, is not his, and it's over there someplace, but he is hanging on to it. Now, he may erase the whole thing. You'll find an occasional rare PC that'll be running incidents, and he moves through them, and he erases them, and he gradiently gets bigger incidents. First, he gets smashed finger, then he gets the broke leg, and then pretty soon he gets the squashed body, and then he gets the blown up planet, and then he gets the destroyed universe. He gradiently, as he recovers more and more of his free attention from the bank, he gets more and more ability to spot this stuff, and as is it. And pretty soon he'll get the idea that the whole track is one incident. He'll say, well, gee whiz, you know, I'll just scan out the whole entire track. I'll just move through the whole entire track. I am not going to mess with this stuff one little tiny incident at a time. I'm just going to back up and I'm going to erase the whole thing. Well, that's what he does. And he comes up with the same cognition. It's gone. It's not there anymore. I went back. I looked at it. It wasn't mine. I moved through it. I scanned through the whole thing, and poof, it went. Same deal. He's clear. He realizes that he was mocking up this reactive mind is on the first dynamic. He's cause over mental matter, energy, space, and time in his own universe. And then we have another clear, which we're running on the... a type of clear that we're running in the OT2 incident, where we are given dichotomies. They're still GPMs, they're hanging on the whole thing, but he's given a goal to live and to die, to create and to not create. He's given opposing goals, and of course you've got pain and unconsciousness, and you know, a lot of electronics by this time can affect the thetan. Now, some of the earliest incidents on the track were electronic explosions. Now, it's a sound of a sort. The thetan hears this sound. Of course, there's no air to carry a sound like we would know here on Earth. There's no air in space. It's just a vacuum. But an electronic explosion does give him some sort of a sound. So his earliest engramatic incidents are usually electronic explosions. And these things are going to kind of hook up to his implanted goals and to some of the goals that he has. He's going along trying to survive. We'll say, well, you know, it's impossible for a thetan to survive, but he's got this goal to survive anyway, and he forgets all about it. And he's going along this way, and there's something counter-intending him to survive. Well, he isn't making himself survive. He's got some kind of a physical universe thing. He's got some kind of a construct. He's got some sort of a mock-up. He's got some piece of mess that he's identified. He says, that's me. This piece here represents me. This little universe, or this little robot body, or this little object, or the sun, or whatever he's decided is him, the symbol. This means me. And I'm it. And as long as it survives, I made it. It's me. And as long as it survives, I'll survive. So he gets some kind of a big electronic explosion, and his little mock-up goes poof. And now he thinks he went poof. Now you get very sad about that. And, you know, you blew up my mock-up. And maybe the first time it happened to him, he didn't know what was going on. He just goes, oh, well, bluey. And here's this big electronic whoomph, you know. He goes, oh, wow, you know, they destroyed my identification card. They unmocked my symbol, and that was sure interesting. And so now he's going to go around and do it to other thetans. You know, so now he's got an overt chain, and then he's going to start withholding, and he's not going to go into that area anymore. And so he builds more and more and more charge up on this bank.